Hachette Audio presents Fear of the Dark, written by Walter Mosley and read by Michael Bodeman.
Chapter 1. I was expecting one kind of trouble when another came knocking at my door. A year or so after I opened my Florence Avenue used bookshop, I installed four mirrors, one in the upper right-hand corner of the doorframe, one just outside the lower left-hand side of the window, and the third and second largest mirror was placed inside the window. So by daylight or lamplight at night, all I had to do was pull back the bottom hem of the inside drape to see who was knocking. I installed my little spying device because if a man wanted to kill you and you asked, "Who is it?" on the other side of a thin plank of wood, all he would have to do was open fire, and that would be it. You might as well just throw the door open and say, "Here I am. Come shoot me." Someone might wonder why the owner of a used bookstore would even think about armed assassins coming after him at any time, for any reason. After all, this is America we're talking about, and not only America, but Los Angeles in the mid-50s. 1956, to be exact. We aren't talking about the Wild West or a period of social and political unrest. That was the most serene period of a democratic and peaceful nation. Most Americans at that time only worried about the cost of gas going above 29 cents a gallon. But most Americans weren't black, and they sure didn't live in South Central L.A. And even if they were my color, and they did live in my neighborhood, their lives would have been different. Through no fault of my own, I often found myself in the company of desperate and